When union employees want to take time off for political activity, they're allowed to, but only as unscheduled and unpaid leave. The Postal Inspector General found in some districts the practice, while legal, got out of hand because it wasn't managed properly. It had the potential to wreak havoc on both budgets and employees who had to fill in. Charles Turley is Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Supply Management and Human Resources. He talked with Tom Temin about the findings.
The Postal Service defines unscheduled leave as any absence from work that is not requested or approved in advance. As unscheduled leave is a normal part of any business, when it becomes excessive, it can pose significant risks and costs to the organization. For example, it can contribute to increased compensation expenses by requiring management to increase work hours or overtime hours to compensate for these absences.
And what causes most of these absences? People just simply calling in sick that day? I mean, that's what you would think of the way you describe it.
Yes. What we identified in our audit was there were the top three types of unscheduled leave were absent without leave, or known as AWOL, sick leave, or full day leave without pay, which is also known as LWOP. The LWOP would be if for some reason you didn't have any other kind of leave on the books and you needed to take a day off. So you would typically just be paid. You would take that day off and be paid without pay.
Yeah. So sick leave can be paid because you have some certain amount of sick days, but
yes.
AWOL and LWOP, I would imagine, would be unpaid if you just don't show up.
Exactly.
Okay, so we don't really know then exactly why everyone would take those 2 days, the AWOL and the LWOP, but it sounds like people were taking a lot of them.
Exactly. That's what the audit identified, that those three categories were the highest type of leave requested for unscheduled leave.
And just a moment about sick leave. Did your investigation show that the amount of sick leave in these districts that you looked at, and I guess we're talking about the Baltimore district, was it higher than is the norm for other districts on an average week or month in Postal Service?
Yeah, so what we did was we have some tools or some models developed to monitor different metrics and activities. And what we found were these four districts that we looked at were top in their areas or nationally when it comes to unscheduled leave, or what we deemed as excessive unscheduled leave. That is what stemmed our audit for us to go in and kind of try to understand what were some of the causes of these excessive unscheduled leaves and if we could provide any recommendations to help postal management mitigate these risks.
These were all sections within the Baltimore district, or did it extend to other areas?
Well, we actually did four separate audits. We looked at the L.A. district, the Los Angeles district. We looked at the New York district. We looked at the Triborough district. And we also looked at the Baltimore district. And those districts in fiscal year 2016 were consistently within the top five districts with excessive unscheduled leave.
Interesting. So what did you believe might have been the cause of this in the first place?
So we identified several root causes. The first root cause would be management did not always review or monitor the employees with excessive leave. The second root cause that we identified was that management didn't always use the available tools to deter excessive unscheduled leave. And the third root cause was really around training and management having adequate training or refresher training to manage and deal with employees that were taking excessive unscheduled leave.
What tools do managers have that they can prevent this if someone just decides not to show up? What can you do to prevent that trend?
There are several tools. They have automated tools where they're tracking it to stay aware of it, communication with the employees, making sure that they understand the policy procedures. And then there are some disciplinary tools that they can use to help deter. So holding employees accountable and following through with actions to try to help deter some of this negative behavior.
We're speaking with Charles Turley, Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Supply Management and Human Resources at the U.S. Postal Service. So it sounds as if employees know that their unscheduled leave is being monitored, that alone might deter some of it.
Yes. When an employee actually, there is a case of unscheduled leave, there's a protocol with phone calls and subsequent follow-up documentation that the employee has to fill out once he returns to work.
And Baltimore had some success with, you spoke with a manager and supervisor explaining that Once non-compliance of three occurrences within 90 days was detected, they would schedule a meeting with the employee and see and find out what the heck is going on.
Yes, what we saw in some of the districts, we saw some practices that were actually effective, and what we tried to do was communicate those throughout our audits so they could be applied in other areas as well.
Do you think 2016 was high in those areas because of the election going on?
Well, I don't know if the election was necessarily the key driver. We've been monitoring this metric for several years, and back in 2014, we actually did a couple audits. We actually did an audit in the Los Angeles district because they were high back in 2014, and in 2015, we looked at the Chicago district. So I just think that as a normal part of business, that this could be a problem if it gets out of hand.
Yeah, I would think so, and it's interesting the counterintuitive conclusion that because people aren't paid because they're taking leave, it actually drives up compensation costs. Is that because of overtime required to fill in for those people?
Yes. So when someone is taking unscheduled leave, obviously the work still exists. So the managers and supervisors have to compensate that by either overtime or bringing someone in that wasn't scheduled to leave, work that day, excuse me.
And what has been the reaction in those districts to this report now that they know they're on the hot seat for being consistently the top five areas for this?
Yes. So we provided several recommendations to all of the districts, and they've agreed with all of our recommendations and have, since the report's been issued, start implementing some of the corrective actions to help mitigate these issues that we identified.
And we didn't really get into these details, but give us some examples of the numbers involved. For example, in one of the districts, say LA, how many employees involved and how many unscheduled leave days did they result in for the period in which you investigated?
So what we did was for the areas, we took the average of unscheduled leave, and we took two standard deviations above that and deemed that to be excessive. So what the audits tried to do was take a conservative approach to say that if your district met the area's average, this would be the number of hours impacted. So, for example, for the Los Angeles district, we found that they were 62% higher than the area's average for unscheduled leave, which equated to about 116,000 hours.
Yeah, so that's a lot to cover when you're looking at other people filling in and staying longer to do so.
Exactly.
So what happens now? Will that training take place for the managers, and will they hopefully get tougher on the people that are taking the AWOL and LWOP days?
Yes. So like I stated, we provided basically three recommendations for the managers to consider. One was really, the first one was just recommunicating the guidance and making sure the managers and supervisors understand the policies. The second one was around the training. And then the third one was about having a more robust district review process and monitoring of unscheduled leave. And as I stated, the managers, the Postal Service has already started taking some of these corrective actions. They've given us dates when things will be implemented, and some of the training has already taken part.
And just briefly, with the three classes of unscheduled leave days, which one is the biggest factor? Is it AWOL or LWOP or sick days?
Right, and these were the top three types that we have identified, with AWOL being the top culprit of unscheduled leave, so to speak.
Golly, it's kind of hard to picture for those of us that have been working all these years that you could take AWOL days and get no real consequence for it.
Right. And exactly. I mean, AWOL is basically that an employee doesn't call in and he doesn't show up for work. And then after, you know, several days of no communication with the employee, they're considered AWOL.